Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio as we try to get Trish outfitted this morning. Good morning, everybody. It's the 23rd of March, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Liam, good morning, son.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm waking up.
Good. It's good to see that. I've been reading about this strange disease. It's a fungus or something, and it turns people into, you know, zombies. But, we can talk about it later, but it's weird. No, you know, you're adding fentanyl to this other drug, and it literally is eating the flesh off people in their head, you know, and they're just like in a stupor. I know, though, and this is the best part. Here's a 19-year-old who is a rock star, doesn't do drugs. And you're saying, well, how do you know that, Carl? Because I test him every day. It's good to be awake in the morning, Liam.
It is.
I know, even though you're playing rock until all hours. Do you just come from the studio to here? That's my question.
I have done that question.
You have done that. Yeah. That's what I thought. Hey, what national day is it, buddy?
Yeah, so it is National Near Miss Day, kind of like, you know, like an asteroid.
Near Miss.
But what's crazy about that is, so I don't know if you guys heard, I can't remember when it was. It was a couple of nights ago. But so I was out at the Sundial, like 9:30, 10 p.m.
Sure.
You know, a little walk, and I look up to my right, and there's these big, like, flaming balls of fire.
Oh, I heard about that.
That was the space debris coming off of a rocket that was coming in. They actually got pictures of it. But you saw it.
I saw it with my eyes.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
Okay. I tell you, the wildest thing I have ever seen in the sky. Well, I was in Texas, which is, you know, already you got a question.
Yeah.
I was there visiting my cousins, and one of these Challengers were coming back, and they said it was going to be flying in this direction, and we all walked outside. It was on a ranch out there, so it was dark, and it looked like a movie. You know, how that fireball, you'll see fire and then the smoke trail behind it. I mean, that, because it was re-entering the atmosphere coming in over Texas, and it was just awesome.
That's
like
so cool.
That. And then by the time we had walked back in the house, it had already gone past Florida, gone out another couple hundred miles and made the turn so it could slow down enough to come in and land.
Wow.
But yeah, seeing things in the sky like that are just, I mean, you never forget it.
Never forget it. And I did see pictures all over that people were talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't know what it was. And, of course, all of the stuff. And
it was up at Mount Shasta, so obviously the
aliens.
Oh, well, aliens, or what do they call those up there? Lemurians.
Lemurians.
Yeah, Lemurians were actually bringing in more people. Or I saw that Mount Shasta is a place that you can – it's one of the best places to be abducted by aliens.
Exactly.
Taken up in UFOs.
The high spots in the United States to be abducted. Absolutely.
Anyway, thanks, buddy. That was a good one.
All right. It's 44 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 58, partly sunny, and then showers are likely. A slight chance of thunderstorms, frost this evening, a low of 32. On Friday, frost and mostly sunny. A high of 58, Friday night, mostly cloudy, and a low of 33. On Saturday, areas frosty, then sunny, a high of 57, mostly clear, a low of 32. The frost is going to be careful. So if you've got baby plants, if you have put anything like that out yet, which you should not have, you need to be covering them because they're going to get two or three nights in a row.
Also,
and that's when
remember that when you're hitting some, if it's 32 degrees and you're hitting some of these bridges out here, they're going to be frozen. There's going to be ice on them.
Exactly. Yeah. On Sunday, sunny, a slight chance of shower Sunday evening, a low of 39, and on Monday, a high of 53, chance of rain. Looks like rain pretty much through the next week. Rain on Tuesday could be heavy at times, cloudy with a high near 53, and then rain likely and showers through to.
Well, it sounds low, except for the cold. We were supposed to be looking at showers and possibly snow Friday, so that's changed.
It seems to have disappeared. Yeah. And the weekend.
Is that for Reading?
Well, it says it's for Reading.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah. Sometimes we do Pennsylvania.
Oh, well,
just to change it up.
Well, you know, because it is a little boring. It's just been pretty consistent here lately, and certainly I'm real good with not having to say snow. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
About 7:15, Brian Martin of will be joining us, and of River Commons will be joining us. But then 8 o'clock, we got an open hour there. I kind of like moved it around so you and I, because I want to talk about this one story. First of all, just okay. To kind of give an example. Just had the DA on. You know, we're short four justices or judges here,
judges, yeah,
in town. They've had to dismiss cases because there's been no judges, because they've gone up there a couple of times in no courtroom.
No courtroom available.
No courtroom
now,
available.
Is that because we've had judges? I know we have a position, I believe, that has not been filled. That
we have
has been
four positions.
But is that because of retirements or new judgeships?
No, it's because of retirements.
Retirements. Because I know we have one new judgeship that has not been filled.
Well, yeah, a new one.
A
right.
new one. But then we have three vacancies. I
three
got
vacancies.
You.
Okay. And Gavin Newsom is the one. He's the he's the one that appoints judges.
You got it. But Gavin Newsom's not happy with Shasta County.
He's not.
He's not happy with Shasta County.
Well, I don't even think
we
he
have
knows.
A tendency to do what we want to do, and he doesn't like it.
I don't think he knows where we are. A known narcotics trafficker was arrested again following a traffic stop early Tuesday morning, according to police, and he's already back on the streets. This happened. This guy's name is Matthew Luke of Anderson, another good Anderson boy, and his passenger. Now, they found over a pound of meth, as well as packaging materials, a scale, and cash. I'm not sure, but Benjamin Franklin are on hundreds, right? Which looks like a whole bunch of hundreds right there. I'm not used to seeing hundreds, so I have to ask. Anyway, they were arrested for possession or transportation and for sale and blah, 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 blah. Oh, and he violated his post-release community supervision, and he was out in 7 hours. He's been arrested three times since December of 22, and they're all for selling meth.
And he just keeps on keeping on.
He was released the first time after 6 hours and then got arrested 2 weeks later, released after 10 hours. And you wonder why we have problems. You know what? I don't care what you think about the jail, really. At least they're moving forward.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I hope they're moving forward. We need a jail. And we can argue all day long if it's,
with the location or if it's flat or higher. It has to be built.
Jake Mangus came in here the other day, and the county of Napa is building a new jail. They are literally breaking ground on it. Cost $125 million. It holds 326 inmates, which is more than ours does. And the plans are there. You know, we've got them. We're studying this. We're designing this. Why don't they just go to that place, talk to Napa, and say, okay, show us your plans.
And if they would fit on
and
the
if
place
they,
if we're
they
looking
fit
at,
in
the yeah.
footprint, I mean, boom, get going.
Yeah. I don't know. It certainly is it's frustrating.
It is.
And quite frankly, the whole of our world. I had something come home to me yesterday. A friend was talking about their teenage son that they're having so many problems. With the schools and they talk about being depressed, and they talk about feeling helpless, and they talk about hopelessness, and they talk, and it just rang this bell with me because I've been, as we talked before, I've got some back things going on. Yes. And I've been going to a lot of doctors recently. Mm-hmm. So I go in for this checkup, if you got a toenail, you go here, and you go to another doctor for your foot, then you go another one for your head, and you go another one for your back. Anyway, every time you go into these places, they do this survey. How many days a week do you feel helpless? How many days a week do you feel hopeless? How many days are you worried? How many? It's very depressing. So I said to her, we're doing this to ourselves as a society. We are force feeding that information into our brain that this is how you should feel. Whoever asked you if you were depressed 20 years ago or hopeless or felt distressed, that never came up in conversation. And now it's a constant in your face. And we're doing that to our kids. And instead of feeling happy and engaged with things that's going on in their school, they're oh my God, the world is coming to an end, the environment, the this, the that. I didn't think about that stuff when I was in school. You were thinking about your parties and your classes and your this and that and what was happening.
I was thinking about the next test and I was very depressed.
But
there were kids and when we went to school that were depressed. We didn't know it.
But not to the extent they are now. And we weren't getting it in the classroom on a daily basis. Well, how do you feel about that? The kids set the world standards on how you feel.
You know, well, that's true. That's true. Going back to it's near miss day.
Okay.
It's near miss day. It reminds me of high school and Janine Hofstetter. It was a near miss. Wow. Almost got a date with her one time. It was a near miss. This segment was brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost program, its mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program might be able to help. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. And we'll be right back.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania Broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ever wonder what happened to common sense when it comes to Sacramento? Let's protect our Second Amendment rights, our children, and our businesses. Come join us to support Melissa Hunt for Assembly. March 25th, Saturday, a live auction, a dinner, raffle prizes, guns, ammo, all kinds of fun. Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street, Anderson, California. Catered by Rocking P Barbecue. It starts at 4, dinner at 6. Get your tickets at VoteMelissaHunt.com. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Melissa Hunt for Assembly 2024.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Trish Clark and Carl Bosch.
Because it's Thursday morning.
Because it's Thursday morning. Today, Thursday, the 23rd of March, 7:21 in the morning. 47 degrees, according to my...
About 45.
Okay, 45.
Isn't that warm yet?
Brian's going to say, no, it's more like 46.
So, somewhere in there.
This portion of the show, it's going to be sunshiny. It looks like today, maybe, right?
Well, it's actually supposed to rain later in the day.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on then for a little while. But quick and clean car wash. Spring on over, because it's getting to be spring. It is spring. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Rico Way, right next to Dutch Bros. You're going to get a fantastic car or truck wash. Friendly people, they wipe off your vehicle at the end with a big fluffy clean towel, and they're smiling.
And it gives you a good feeling to have a clean car after all the rust, mud and stuff for weeks.
And because the prices are so good, you may wash your car, a couple of times, where you get it washed once every 2 weeks or whatever. No, you can get it washed more because the prices are so good there. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10 and get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market and Eureka Way. Next to Dutch Bros. We're here with Brian Martin.
Good morning.
Recognize that voice?
Yeah, the general manager out there at River Commons.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Doing good. Beautiful day.
And it's been a while since we had you on.
Yeah.
So it's time to do that again. So tell people who Brian Martin is, because you're more than that. You've been involved with other programs that have taken off.
I was the president of We Back the Blue, Shasta, here for about 8 years. We served the community here, the first responders, law enforcement, and just ended that the end of last year. General manager at River Commons, used to be River Oaks, down on Hartnell, and been doing that about 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us what River Commons is.
River Commons is an independent senior living community. It's designed to be a healthy environment for our seniors, 62 and over. We provide a lot of the amenities that make life simple and, just enjoy when you're a senior. Three meals a day, weekly housekeeping, utilities, transportation, activities. It's pretty all-inclusive when somebody moves in. It's an unfurnished apartment. They bring their furniture and their phone, and these days their internet. Pretty much everything else we provide.
Well, you know what? Most people are using their cell phone now as their only phone they have. And I don't do that yet. I still do the...
I still have my home phone.
I still have a home phone in case the towers go down or something like that.
And I have so many people... that I've made contact with, I'm traveling in the motorhome for so many years. I have so many people that have the home phone number.
Yep. Hard to give that up.
And it's hard to, for me to remember to notify all of those people would be difficult. And I hear from somebody once in a while, and I go, wow, now see, that was one I would have missed. They wouldn't have been able to.
I tell you, the most phone calls we get on it are spam phone calls.
That's true, too.
That's the
thing. I get 7 or 8 of those a day.
Yep. So, now, So you come in, and how, what do the accommodations look like? One bedroom?
We have studios, one bedrooms, two bedroom units. It really depends on what size they want, mm-hmm. what price range they're looking for. We just try to, you know, accommodate what they need. We don't, none of our crew ever tries to, you know, get them to take more than they should. Mm-hmm. We want what's best for them where they can live there a long time. And we do have a lot of really long-term residents there.
Well, you get to bring the things that mean stuff to you. So, you know, like furniture or chairs or your knickknacks and all that.
Yeah.
You do three meals a day. Is that mandatory? I mean, do they have any kind of cooking
facilities? They have to eat.
No, I mean,
you
know what I'm saying? Or do they have cooking facilities?
No. It has a kitchenette, but no, like, stove. But you can have a microwave, toaster, oven, toaster, those kind of things. There are no problem.
Okay, so if you wanted to...
A little snack kitchen is what I... Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Are there refrigerators?
Yep, full-size refrigerator we provide, absolutely.
Now, the thing that people run into mm-hmm. is pets.
Yeah, we're pet-friendly. 20-pound and less dogs and cats, definitely welcome. And, yeah, because they're family, you know, it's hard to... You know, or impossible to leave family.
How about birds?
You know, I've had a bird or two over the years, so I can say yes.
Okay. When I was a child, we always had a parakeet.
How about snakes? No. Okay, I'm just kidding. Because then we'll get into emus.
Right,
exactly. Okay, which I've got a great story.
They wore more than 20 pounds.
Yeah, that's true. I have got a great story about emus for later on today. Okay, so what's the process then? And people are interested and they come down. They first of all give you a call.
Give us a call. Answer any questions they want over the phone. We don't hide anything. There's no gimmicks or games with us. We just encourage them to come down and take a tour. If they want, come in and have lunch with us in a tour. And they can look at different apartment types. They can talk to residents that live there. And, you know, they just see how friendly our community is and, you know, just get a feel for it, you know, because a lot of people have preconceived notions about senior living and, you know, they think of a nursing home. It's far, far from that.
Do you have activities on a regular basis, like cards and exercise?
Yeah, they do all that fun stuff, you know, bingo all the time and, you know, just different, exercise classes. We just got one that I'm real excited about. It's a strength and balance class. And that's the one thing that seniors, you know, definitely need because that's a thing. Falling,
keep moving or don't move.
Yeah, falling is not something you want. So I'm real excited that we came across that. So,
I mean, River Commons is not an assisted living facility; it's for active seniors, as you said.
Independent.
And do you see people they've moved in and then they kind of like with all their stuff there that then they can travel.
Absolutely,
You know, and they have, you know, they don't have to worry about their stuff.
They just, I've had residents that will go back to New York and visit family for a couple of months at a time. So, that's, it's independent living. You know, it's their home. They come and go as they please. They participate in any of the activities that they want, or if they don't want, they don't need to. So it's very, it actually gives them a lot of freedom and it's healthy, you know, being around other seniors that,
socialization is very important.
Oh, it's huge and it's very difficult in today's society because it's, easy to get isolated, you know, family spread out, your friends, you know, whatever happens with them.
Family moves away.
Yeah.
It is difficult. I know as most the listeners know, I run the Frenchard Senior Center mm-hmm. down in Anderson, and that's always been the biggest goal. It's not about the meal. It's about socialization. It's about keeping you active and involved in your community and doing something with other people, especially when you're by yourself. Whether you're rich or poor as a senior, you can still be lonely.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You need to be with other people and socialization.
Let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish and Brian.
Good morning, Robert.
Usually call and complain a little bit, but I wanted to call this morning to kind of shout out to Brian a little bit. I'm worked with Brian and River Commons for, I don't know, a couple, two or three years. And I think that I've heard him on the show before, and Brian, I think you undersell yourself and you undersell River Commons and your owners a little bit. In 30 years of contracting up in Northern California, I can tell you that there are very, very few companies and managers that are as concerned with taking care of their facility and their people like there is at River Commons. It's if anybody out there in Redding is considering a place, the location right in the center of town is a great location, easy to get to everything, and you can't find better people that are more concerned with the atmosphere and the maintenance of the facility. Just a shout out, just a real class operation.
Well, that's extremely nice. Thank you.
Good morning.
And Robert, we're going to have an open line at 8 o'clock, Robert, and I'm sure we'll find something in there that you'd like to make a comment on. So, well, no, you know what? That's very nice. Robert is one of our listeners, and he comes in with well-thought-out comments and stuff. So, obviously, he thinks a lot of your business and you.
Oh, that's
and you're
very
right,
nice.
You do undersell you a lot.
Well, you know. under promise, over deliver, I think.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Now, last night I was having dinner with some people and their investment people, mm-hmm. and they were talking about the banking that was going on. Is there a banking crisis? And they felt like there wasn't. There have been some banks that have made some bad decisions. But Judy Maxwell has her financial side. If you have questions about your retirement plans or your 401ks or other financial things that you're involved in, give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. Free review and evaluation, and it'll tell you where you are out there. And same thing with insurance. She's been doing this since 1993. She's helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. I'm very happy.
Yeah, I do, too.
No, there's a lot of people that do, you know. So, yeah, so she must be doing something right. We'll be right back.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring for our community when minutes matter.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back. I was on the road. I came running back in. My daughter and I, we traveled. She was like 4 or 5. We'd take trips. And that was our favorite song. We'd be driving down the road in the middle of Texas. Yeah, you know, singing On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
Well, and you know, when I was in my motorhome.
Or we didn't even know the words, really. But we had the tune. So we just make stuff up.
When I was in my motorhome, that was when I left. They picked up my travel partner, and I always had that playing as we left town.
Hey, we are here with Brian Martin of River Commons Senior Living.
Good morning.
An independent living facility that affords people gourmet meals.
Mm-hmm.
When we say gourmet meals, we mean that. I mean, yeah. It's a gourmet chef there. They are pet friendly. You can have, I think, up to 2 animals, right?
Yeah, 2 animals.
As long mm-hmm. as they're under 20 pounds. Or can you combine them to have a 40-pound Malwa?
No.
No. Okay, no. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
And somebody called in that works out there. You know, it works a different, I mean, you know, doing contract work and all that, uh-huh. contractor. And he had just really nice things to say. Yeah. And he's absolutely right. You do undersell yourself, Brian. You're quite a fine man.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate it.
It's true. But you've got a new program out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That you introduced here this year.
Yeah. It's something we've been doing without really letting people know about. But this year we decided we'd, at least let people, experience it, rather than, you know, catch them as they were coming in. And it's our moderate income program, and it's an in-house program, so it's not complicated, like, you know, no government paperwork and all of that. Very, very simple. It's just, and it's designed to help people that are just kind of in that donut hole that, not low enough income to get all the assistance out there and not quite enough to really comfortably, afford living, with us. And it basically, if you qualify, it reduces the rate on the same apartment by roughly $400 a month.
Mm. Yeah, and that could be just the difference that...
Oftentimes, it's people are really close to that, you know, and so that just gives them still some spending money, which is important, and, just to have a very comfortable, nice place to live. And so we're excited about that one.
Well, you know what? It's... Linda, and I think you and I talked about it a little bit, and we went, no, I guess this was, yeah, maybe it was you. Linda went down and was hired to perform at a independent facility
uh-huh.
down in Palm Springs. And it was like we had stepped onto a cruise ship. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people did not have to leave there if they didn't want to. but it was incredibly expensive. I mean, you had like retired CEOs of Wells Fargo, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Incredibly huge buy-ins, plus they had to pay a month, but it was like a cruise ship. Yeah, I mean, and staff falling over each other. There were so many of them and all these things. So, but people forget that there are people out there that this is perfect for them.
Absolutely.
But because they're on fixed incomes, it was just going to be just too, and just, you know, it was close.
Yeah.
But still, so this is really a great idea.
It's a wonderful thing. We, you know, I've got a number of veterans that have come in and that, you know, they're on some kind of like veterans disability or whatever, and their income is kind of hits just right that target, you know. So that, you know, really pleased to see the people that are able to take advantage of that.
Well, you know, and then like coming down into a very nice dining facility.
Absolutely.
There, and then not worrying about that and having variety of foods you can get all the time. So it's kind of like cool. But if I want to stay upstairs and sleep in and have a bowl of cereal or oatmeal or something like that.
I can
do that too.
Absolutely.
They can have vehicles, obviously.
If
they happen to have a motorhome, is there a place for them to park that?
For temporary. It's not designed for, you know, really big vehicles like that for long periods. But, yeah, we've had them for sure.
I can see. But that's what I can see. If Linda and I did that and we have our little animals, but we have our big animal too. So, but we want to go on a trip.
No, you cannot have.
No, I already asked him. Can't have even if it's a service animal.
Yeah,
I have a service animal. How about that? And Brian goes, okay, that's fine. And then we'd bring the horse in. He goes, if you want to live in a horse in a 2-bedroom place, that's knock yourself out. But it'd have to be on the first floor. Anyway, but what I'm saying is then you've got all your stuff, and then, and like you do, you've got an RV. Hop in your RV.
I don't anymore, but
well,
I did.
But, yeah. Or whatever, or in your car, and then go out and visit people and spend 2 or 3 weeks visiting people. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yep. Apartment's still there. You don't have to worry somebody's broken into it while you were gone or any of that kind of stuff, or your pipes froze or, you know,
those are all the things that get more attractive as time goes on.
Oh, it does.
The gutters and the pipes and the hot water heaters.
You've got a leak somewhere on the 1 acre of property you have.
This or that. The pump is turning on, but you can't find the leak.
Yep. You know, it's stuff like. But see, it's very appealing to a lot of people. They get rid of the. We were talking about how people are depressed and worried about things. That does away with that worry totally. That you don't have to worry about that.
No, that's our worry, not theirs, for sure.
And I'm sure there's all types of rules about noise, and so there's no wild parties there.
Well,
there are wild parties, but they're over it at 8 o'clock.
That's another thing. So let's say, I mean, you have an assembly area, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to have a birthday party or something like that, you can arrange to have something like that and have people in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I can see where for a lot of people, especially if you're alone, you don't want to continue to be responsible for all those things, but still want to live your life.
And,
that can be very attractive.
And it's healthy. I mean, I keep saying that, but it really is. I've got a gal that's getting ready to turn 105 living there next month.
Well, one of the things you said, and it kind of really strikes the home too, is that you help people thrive. They come to you, and they're kind of like, you know, my life's over and all this. And then, but once they're in there with the people,
they make friends. They've got stuff to do.
They start eating.
Right.
You know, good food, and they do thrive.
Hard to cook for one person, and it's, you know.
It is.
All those things. It just really solves those
The exercise problems. Is so important. We do an exercise class at the center. And I have one lady who's 102 years old who comes every time they have it, and she likes to lead. But the other gals go, no, because she's too fast. We can't keep up. She's 102 years old.
She's too fast.
She's too fast. She goes too fast. They want no.
Yeah, well, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here, this portion.
I know.
I can just see this. You know, I'm loving this. She's, you know what? This, but this is something.
It's about the socialization.
On a serious mode, yeah. That is, family moves away and your friends, you know, start.
Yeah.
You know, leaving the area.
Right.
Now you've got a group of friends that changes probably a little bit all the time. Uh-huh. And that, there's, you know, we're going to talk about that when we get back. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I like Patrick Gorman. I trust Patrick Gorman. His area of expertise is workers' compensation. And if you're not getting a treatment for a work injury because of a denial or other things, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He, you know, the chances are he can even, he'll tell you that, nope, everything's going the way it is. It just takes time. But you don't need to get legal in this, because as soon as you get a lawyer into this, the other side, then things start slowing down. But he knows the laws. Work injuries can be life-changing. And without treatment, you may never recover. That's what Patrick is in the business for. So give him a call if you have any types of problems like that, or even if you have a question. 530-262-2168. Veteran, law enforcement officer, and now a lawyer. That's a pretty good, it's a pretty good way to start out, I think.
Resume.
In the, yeah, in the law. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Spring into your next home projects with ideas and expert advice at the one and only Original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For landscape ideas and household improvements, including roofing, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, patio and patio furniture, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or advice planning the perfect garden, we've got you covered. Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For additional information, go to ReddingHomeExpo.org.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what? I haven't heard that song in a long time. Was that from, like, the Partridge Family? No, or was that Spanky and Our Gang?
Hey. Mamas and the Papas.
Or them. Them. I was close. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, and maybe you should since you're getting forced into it, freedom! Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, and that includes electric bikes. Oh, yeah. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I wonder if you can, like, do things to an electric car like you can on an internal combustion car. I guess you could, you put the spoilers on them, and then see, the problem is they don't make any noise. So, but you can buy exhaust systems that you can clamp onto these things that gives you that rumbling sound. Did you know that? And it even emit a little smoke.
Oh, geez.
Like biodegradable smoke. Anyway, we're here with Brian Martin. Trish Clark and I are here with Brian Martin, who's general manager.
We're rolling our eyes as Carl is going on.
Well, no, I'm just saying is that, you know, when you start it up.
But why would you want to do that?
Why? Because you want to have some kind of sound coming out of it besides the screams of the people inside when you hit the accelerator. I tell you what, you hit the accelerator in one of these things, it will drive your head back into the...
They're pretty powerful.
They're fast. Yeah. They're fast. And you can go 100 miles.
Yeah,
and then exactly. You're dead in the water for 2 or 3 hours, but no problem.
That's at 45 miles an hour. Okay. Brian is, of course, the general manager out at River Commons, and we've been talking about they've got the new moderate income plan that kind of fits in, if you at a certain income you have, you get help from the government, and then other people have got, the money. But some people are right in there where it's just, they need a break. And you provide it, and it's a break of like about $400 a month on the rent.
Yeah.
And you get everything else. I mean, it's just
still
like,
get all the same.
Yeah, everything's the same. But you've got a new program or something.
Well, I've got a new special.
A new special.
And it's the best one that I've had since I've been there. I've been there 15 years now. It is 2 months free rent. And what they're doing is they're actually taking that dollar amount, the 2 months, added up, divided by 12, and then they reduce your rent by that amount for a year. So it's pretty, pretty significant. That ends up being, on a one bedroom or $500+ a month that they're saving on that. So.
For the year.
Yep, for a whole year.
So whatever, so if they're, you move in there, you're paying $500 a month less for the whole year.
Yep.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's over $6,000.
That's a nice saving.
Yeah, and everything else is the same.
Yep. Nope.
Okay.
Yep,
take care of your moving expenses and everything to get started.
Make it.
Of course, I could live like I used to live. I had a bed. I had a couch. I had my books.
Did you have a TV?
And a TV. That was pretty much it, and a spatula. And
there you go.
I've gone a lot of different times through my life without a TV, and that isn't something that would make or break me.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I'm not that much into a TV, and I think I have become addicted to the internet and the phone and the iPad and stuff. Yeah. I think
Oh, no.
As much as you hate to I really miss that when it doesn't work.
I'll leave the room and Linda's be watching TV, right? And I come back and she's on her phone with these reels off of Facebook. And she's in there giggling and laughing. Oh. I mean, you know, those are addictive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brian, at going back to River Commons here. Okay, so you've got a plan for moderate income. You've got a special that saves people $500 a month for a year, all your food. You know, the thriving part where people come in and then all of a sudden they've got friends.
Yeah. Very friendly community. It's very family feel there.
What about activities that you have here that people can do or not do? You're not forced into these things.
Yeah, correct. They do dinners out, lunches out. They do, you know, we have bingo regularly. They play rummy cube. We've got a exercise room up there.
Does it have weights and that kind of stuff in it?
It doesn't have weights, but we have like a rowing machine, recumbent bike, those kind of things. Very senior-friendly equipment up there.
You got classes, you said, building strength and balance, too. Yeah. I think that's real important.
They do chair exercises, too, the sit-and-be-fit type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just really lots of different things. There's, you know, if you went by and looked at our activity calendar, of which we publish, you know, you're going to have five or six things on there any day.
How about live music and dancing?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned Pat recently.
Yeah, he just says, we really enjoy playing music for the residents.
Seniors love to dance.
He's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
We love having him there. But we do have, lots of, usually multiple times a month, we'll have live music at the Commons.
I laugh because when you see them come into the dance aid, they park their walkers and then they dance.
Well, I've got a little video. Our Facebook page is very good, by the way, if you want to check us out.
Yeah, it is.
But I've got a video of one of our residents dancing. I think he's 96, with his walker in the lobby while I can't remember who's playing in the, you know, but live music.
Well, absolutely.
What's the age range in there, from 60s up or even earlier?
No, not earlier. 62 and up is what we're designated.
And, oh, okay, so it is 62
and
up.
Yeah, it's a legal thing. It's either 55 or 62 is the designation. And so we're 62 up. We've ranged generally from 70 on up to, like I said, I've got a gal that's going to turn 105 here next month, and she's as sharp as a tack. And like you, Trish, you mentioned how fast your friend is.
Yeah.
She's just like that. In fact, she went down and did the quick draw with us down at the rodeo a few years back. Yeah. No, she's great.
Yeah. But I love to be around them. They're sharp. They usually have a great sense of humor at that point still, because they – I mean, at this point, I mean, shoot, this little gal, she's really cute, because she'll say things like, you know, well, you can't live forever, or, you know, it's not going to age me. It's not going to age me.
Linda's parents are 91 and 90, and I just really love being around them because they are sharp.
Yeah.
And they are, you know... We're trying to get them up here, right? But they just aren't ready. It's like... Okay, well, can we come live with you then? You know,
I'm just going to say for a lot of the seniors out there, if you're comfortable in your surroundings and you're comfortable in your community, you really want to think hard and long about making that move move to a community with two people you know, and not your parents, because they know a lot of people up here.
They've got
but
more
a lot of times
here.
They'll make that move, and they move where their family is. They know the family. They don't know. They don't have their surroundings. They don't have the rest of it.
Right.
Think hard and long about that, because that's not always a good move.
Yeah,
leave your support group behind.
Yeah, it's usually when they're moving closer to family, is what I see. And
it doesn't always work out well because they left their bank, their church, their grocery store, their surrounding, all of those things. Make sure that's a good move for if you're still wanting to be part of a society. It's not always good to do that.
Yeah. But coming to a place like River Commons,
you
immediately have people around you about the same age that have probably a lot of the same things they like
life
to do.
Life experiences.
And you don't, you know, you're not feeling like you have to live with your kids, but you're close and all those things. And I can see where River Commons is, you know, a type of home for, not home, home, like, you know, but you know what I mean. Yeah, a facility. Right. I don't like to use the word facility because it's not a facility either, but yeah, it's a place for people to be, can be close to home, close to their kids, but also have things that they don't have to rely on their kids
for. Yeah, transportation. A lot of people, you know, their licenses are gone, but, you know, and they're, you know, they get into their 90s, but we've got 3 days a week. We've got a van that runs people, the banking, doctor's
offices.
Shopping.
I ran into your van down at Shasta Regional. Yeah.
We got to run. Brian, how do people get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can check us out at the web at river-commons.com. And thank you very much, Carl. We really appreciate your friendship and what a great service
friend.
You do.
Well, you've done so much for our community in so many ways. Now, you can also, they can also get a personalized tour.
Absolutely.
If they come down and visit.
Yeah.
And
I'll even give them a tour. I like doing
that's right.
That.
Have lunch with the gang.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Nice, all right. Nice talking with you.
Yeah, Brian Martin, River Commons. We're going to break for the news and come back, and it's Open Line Thursday.
And you may ask yourself,
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Use TikTok of targeting children.
The For You algorithm is a tool for TikTok to own their attention and prey on their innocence. Within minutes of creating an account, your algorithm can promote suicide, self-harm, and eating disorders to children.
CEO Xu Zichu's hearing is happening at what he calls a pivotal moment for the hugely popular short video sharing app. There was no indictment decision yesterday in the investigation involving former President Trump allegedly paying hush money in 2016. The Manhattan grand jury hearing the case is scheduled to meet today after a scheduled session yesterday was called off. The administration of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is moving to forbid classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades in the state.
The proposal is scheduled for a vote next month before the State Board of Education and has been put forth by the State Education Department, both of which are led by appointees of the governor. The rule change would ban lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity from grades 4 to 12, expanding the current law. DeSantis is making the culture wars a major part of his governorship, as well as a linchpin of an anticipated White House bid. Keith Peters reporting.
Coinbase's stock tumbled at the opening bell after the cryptocurrency trading platform received a warning from the SEC that it could possibly face securities charges. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 456 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The effort to recall New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has failed.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has announced the number of valid signatures needed to force a referendum was short by nearly 18,000. Recall efforts against Cantrell, the first woman to serve as New Orleans mayor, began last August. She was easily reelected in 2021, but has since faced numerous problems, including violent crime and fitful progress on major street projects. Questions have also been raised about her travel expenses and her personal use of a city-owned apartment. John Scott reporting.
Ukraine's president has made his third visit in 2 days to areas that have felt the brunt of Russia's invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky made a trip today to the southern Kherson region, which was mostly retaken from the Kremlin's forces. It came as the senior Kiev commander hinted that a brewing Ukrainian counteroffensive could come very soon. News and analysis at townhall.com. Approval of President Biden has dipped slightly since a month ago to 38%.
That's nearly the lowest point of his presidency and comes as his administration tries to project a sense of stability while confronting a pair of bank failures and stubbornly high inflation. Polling has found modest fluctuations in support for Mr. Biden over the past several months. In February, 45% said they approved of him. His ratings hit their lowest point of his presidency last July at 36%.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. The German government says Berlin plans to buy more than 100 Australian-made combat vehicles as it moves ahead with plans to modernize its armed forces. German and Australian officials signed an agreement to cooperate on the procurement of the new combat reconnaissance vehicles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 23rd of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. He's already told me it's National Near miss day. And it reminded me when I was in high school when I was a sophomore. I had a near miss with Janine Hofstetter. I really thought that I was going to be able to take her to the movies. My mom would have to drive, but you know. And no, it was a near miss. So.
Okay. And it's Thursday morning. It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. Partly sunny and then showers likely, a high today of 58 and a low of 32. The showers in the evening and thunderstorms, and then it's going to freeze tonight.
Wait a minute, frost. That's today, thunderstorms tonight?
Yeah, that's what it says. That's what it says. And on Friday, frost, then mostly sunny, a high of 58. Mostly cloudy Friday night and a low of 33 on Saturday. Areas of frost and then sunny, a high of 57, mostly clear, a low of 32. And on Sunday, sunny, a high of 57. Sunday night, slight chance of showers, a low of 39. Monday, chance of rain, a high of 53 and a low of 41. And the rain could be heavy at times on Monday night and Tuesday, rain heavy, and Tuesday night, rain likely, and Wednesday showers likely. So we're going to get some rain for the foreseeable.
So next Wednesday. Okay.
There
you go.
Be a
Except
couple the nice
of days.
Weekend.
It's going to look like a nice
And there's
weekend.
A show this weekend down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, I believe, or is it the Civic Auditorium? Some kind of a big show out there for people to get out and see. So I would, you know, they book these this time of year. They have the home show and the garden show and all these different things. And I just hate it when it rains through the whole thing. Because the other thing you don't want, though, is the first nice weekend when you're doing a show where it's really sunny and everybody, then they stay home working their yard and they don't come to your show.
I've been told by some people that if it's raining, there's a bigger turnout for these shows inside.
Well, there is if it's all inside stuff, but it depends on what the show is.
Yeah.
You want kind of crummy weather, not good enough to stay home and work in the yard, but not bad enough that everybody has to bundle up and couldn't see the outside
That's
stuff.
That's right.
So, and this looks like a perfect weekend for them.
Yep. And the weather's brought to you by?
Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson-owned business. We appreciate having them.
And speaking of things that are happening, I have four tickets to the Sportsman's Expo on April 1st and 2nd.
Oh, okay.
That's April 1st and 2nd. I have four tickets. You're saving yourself $7 a ticket here, and you can take the family. So the first person that calls 605-4565, 605-4565. You're going to get four tickets to the Sportsman's Expo on April 1st or 2nd. You can use it either day. So, it's going to be a great time. They've got all types of stuff down there for the outdoorsman, the hiker, the fish, you know, if you fish, hunt, hike, just enjoy the outdoors. You got it down there at the Reading Sportsman's Expo. It's going to be at the Reading Civic too. So it's going to be, even if it rains, you got to plan on being able to go there. So 605-4565.
Yeah, just a word about those shows that they put on. That's hard work. You know, but I had my metal detector business for many years and in the area, and I used to do those shows. And a 4 or 5 day show is, they're just brain stopping. They really, that's a lot of hard work to be there and be up and deal with people and what have you. So, you know, those guys that are standing out there, it's you go and you spend time with them. It's a lot of effort to put those shows together. And so worthwhile.
It is. And, you know, and I just love going through these shows, by the way. I love going from spot to spot. Linda follows me around and to make sure that I don't buy incredible amounts of stuff because there's things that I need. I see it and I said, I didn't even know that I needed this, but I need this.
And you never know for sure, specifically with what I was doing, I never knew for sure. You get a lot of B-backs.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we'll be back. We'll be back.
Yeah.
And we used to, you know, say, well, we get a lot of feedbacks. You don't know for sure how well you did on a show for a couple, 3 weeks after to how many of those that took brochures and what have you actually come back. Because that was a big investment, you know, and so a lot of people won't walk up and buy $400 or $500 metal detector just on a whim. They'll think about it. And then
biggest thing you ever found with a metal detector? I mean, because obviously you used one.
Oh, I did.
I never used one, and I thought about that people, you see people on beaches all the time, you see people out in the woods with them.
I found several nice pieces of jewelry on beaches.
Uh-huh.
I found a lot of coins. The biggest thing I ever found with the metal detector was and I don't remember the specifics of it, but a lady called me and she had buried, and in fact this was written up in one of the Treasure magazines, she had buried plastic jars, like big mayonnaise jars, but they were plastic jars full of silver bars. And this was right around the time that silver shot up to $30-$40 an ounce or however much it was to where it really had risen in price. And she had buried these jars of silver out in her backyard around the base of a tree. So when she called me, she couldn't find them. So she called me and she was telling me this story, and in my mind, she said her and her son had buried him. I thought, well, the son dug him up, and they're long gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, she hired me to go out and look for these things. Well, they were in these metal, these plastic jars with these metal lids, and they were around the base of a tree. Had been there for many years, and I found. I mean, immediately, I you know, within very short order, I found one, and then I found two. And she said, well, that might be it. And I said, what do you think? She said, well, I don't really remember. Well, we ended up finding five of them. And it was it was a learning experience. It was right after I'd started my business, and I used to do hunts for people for $25 an hour. Well, I didn't do any more hunts for people after that without a percentage of what I found. Because for $25 I dug up, and I've forgotten the value of it now. I'd have to get the magazine article out and look at it. But it was quite a haul, and I did, after I drove away, and then I called my husband and said, bring the camera, we'll get a newspaper, you know, article out of it. But anyway, it was interesting.
And did you check other trees too? Because you may have.
Oh, I did. We checked the whole backyard.
Yeah.
Another interesting hunt that I had, this guy, he lost a ring. And I revisited this place for years. He'd lost a ring. He didn't think he'd lost it there, but his daughter thought he did. So we're doing the hunt, and I keep finding what I know to be fruit jars. I mean, I can tell by the bimp on the top. Huh. And he was telling me about the fact that he had a lot of silver. And that he had recently, before his wife died, he'd cashed in some of his silver and bought his wife a new Cadillac. But he would not, he said, now there's things you're going to find, I don't want to talk about them, and don't mention them in front of my daughter. So it was so funny. So, I mean, I'd hit these things and I knew that they were these fruit jars that he had buried in this yard, and his daughter did not know they were there. I have to admit that I watched that property for years after that to see if it went up for sale.
Every so often you read people, you know, they're redoing their houses. And they open up a wall.
And they find
all types of valuable stuff there. And it's been there, though, for a long time. Not their family, but it could have been there for a... I'm always looking for that one, thing, you know, like somebody has, you know,
buried
100 gold $20 pieces, okay? It's not so much that they're worth, you know, but they're this gold in it is worth so much money. But then for some people, they'll pay more for the collector's side of it, you know.
And those are found all the time. I did hunt for people where I actually literally crawled under a foundation one time. They were sure that their uncle had buried something under there, and I went for the, it was an interesting business, I will tell you. And I, you know, the old post holes, you can look at a fence in a yard, you can figure out where the rocking chair on the back porch was and then see a spot, and you can nail where there'll be an empty post hole, a fake, it's fun stuff. There's a lot of history to it, and, but you have a lot of fun with the metal detector.
People take them out like along stream beds. Along the stream beds, can it detect gold?
It can detect the black sand deposit, which will lead you to it. But it really takes a nugget about the size of your small fingernail or larger to actually break the circuitry. It's like reading it through a screen door. They've advanced so much now. I haven't touched a metal detector or read about them in several years to now. They've probably refined them to stand up and tell you what the date on the coin is. But it's a fun hobby.
When I was 7, I was so obsessed with this idea of a metal detector.
Is that right?
So obsessed. And my grandpa, he lives in Humboldt, he bought me one because my birthday was always around Thanksgiving, and we would go see him on Thanksgiving. And so we went out there, and he gave me my metal detector, and we wandered around in the woods with it. We found nothing. And I don't even have it anymore. I don't know where it went. That's my metal detector story.
It was only 12 years ago, buddy. I said it if I got one when I was 7, we're talking about some time there. Advances. But for you, it's only 12 years.
Yeah, I quit selling them before you got one. And they were pretty advanced at that time. There's a park up in French Gulch where I used to do, the old timers. Prospectors did a thing up there every year, and I'd give lessons and what have you, and I found a bunch of old coins in that park up there.
Wow.
It's fun stuff.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Hey, the Taroko Asian Grill in Redding, right there on the corner of Pine Street and Placer, presents Hollywood Night, celebrating their one-year anniversary. It's going to be Tuesday, March 28th at 6:30, and your $30 ticket will include two drinks of either wine or beer, a professional photo opportunity, small bites and plates to go around for everybody. That's Tuesday, March 28th at Taroko Restaurant at 1710 Pine Street. It's got easy parking. That's the thing. It's free and easy parking right next to it. Prizes will be awarded to the best dressed at the end of the evening. Professional photos, as I said, will be offered in entertainment by Linda Bott and Pat Karch. Taroko offers a diverse and unique fusion of Asian cuisines. To purchase tickets online, go to Taroko Redding on Facebook or give them a call at 530-255-8863. They have remarkably good food at Taroko. And so you go down that evening and be entertained by Linda and Pat Karch. Have a great time. That's going to be Tuesday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m. We'll be right back.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years,
I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 8:22 in the morning here on the 23rd, Thursday of March. More rain.
Well, we're getting a little break, and that's cool.
This weekend, though, it looks like a break, and it's going to be sunshine, so it's a time to go out, get your car washed, do things around the house, take your horses out for a run, all these things this weekend. Because coming back Monday, here we go again. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. And rain makes no difference to Cornerstone Community Bank. You're inside. Locally owned, local board of directors, 4 branches for easy access. 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. They've been in the business 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They also are the sponsor for many local organizations and events to help raise money for a lot of our 501s in town and those good things that happen out there. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Trish, the Bethel, as we know, is building a campus.
Yes.
Out there by Shasta College in that area. It's caused a lot of consternation to the residents out there. And Bethel came back in, and they wanted to increase the new campus by 20% size. And people that live out there, so they wanted to appeal that from the City Planning Commission.
Well, so they came in with that request, as I understand it.
Right.
The Planning Commission approved it.
Yes.
It went to the board, the City Council.
Yep.
And they approved it.
Well, they didn't approve it. It was a 2-2 vote.
No, because what happened the other night was the appeal.
The appeal. Yeah, it had already been approved at one time. But when the City Planning Commission, I'll get Cameron next time he's on next month to explain this. But they approved it, when they appealed the approval, that's what they did. They appealed the approval of this. The expansion, it went up in front of the City Council, and it was a 2-2 vote. So it was approved because it was not disapproved.
No, the Planning Commission's decision was upheld.
Was upheld, yes. Okay.
The language is clear, but it is very confusing. People don't understand. It takes 3 votes to accomplish anything.
Right.
These instances.
Yeah, and the City Council said the appeal was not upheld this evening. That means the Planning Commission decision stands because it was 2-2.
Right.
Julie Winters, who, is, as people know, is in the leadership at Bethel, recused herself from this. And Tim Garman and Tanessa Audette, who are both Bethel members, and people know this, they voted against.
Not Tim Garman.
Did I say Tim Garman? I'm sorry, Josh Muntz. Tim Garman. Okay, I'm getting ready to say something about him in a minute. Josh Muntz and Tanessa Audette, who are members of Bethel, they said no, the appeal shouldn't go forward. Mike DeQuisto and Mark Mazzano said yes, it should be listened to. With the 2-2 vote, which means then the Planning Commission study or approval
decision
stands.
Right.
And what does this mean? It's an increase to the church's assembly center, child care facilities, cafeteria, cafe, and bookstore from 83,000 feet to 119,575 feet. A decrease of the School of Supernatural Ministry, Sunday school classrooms, and administrative office and support for the School of Supernatural Ministry from 87,000 to 76,000, and then an addition of an 8,200 square foot office and maintenance buildings. And they said that the construction of that building is going to start this year and will take a year to build. Construction of the church assembly center won't start until at least 2025, and it could be another 10 years before work on these School of Supernatural Ministry and Sunday school buildings starts. Now, there was, after Winters recused herself, DeWitt DeWalt addressed what called some confusion. There's been an issue I've explained several times to people, but it bears repeating, about conflicts of interest. They've argued that project proponents have argued that Audette and Muntz, who have said they attend Bethel, need to recuse themselves. DeWalt explained that conflicts of interest laws, with rare exceptions, apply to whether a public official has a financial interest in the issue. An exception is when a public official is so close to the project they should recuse themselves. She was in Councilman Winter's case. She was involved in the planning of this project, so it makes sense that she would be involved in the leadership, so she recused herself. You know what? We've had other cases out there where people in the City Council were literally in business with some of the people that were wanting to get things done. I mean, in business with them and did not recuse themselves. Now, they may not get something from that project, but they're in business with somebody, and I think there are times that people should recuse themselves. But he explained, if you don't get a financial interest out of it, then, or you're not up in the leadership of it, then you don't have to recuse yourself.
You don't have to, but perception a lot of times is the better part of valor, I think. And in some instances, when it appears so much to the public that you somehow are financially or gaining something from those projects, it's the best to go ahead and recuse yourself.
One of the main objections to this is housing. With the new campus, which would increase its enrollment to 3,000 students, it will also increase local demand for housing. My major issue from this lady, Catherine McDonald, is Bethel student population has on the impact it has on housing in the city of Reading. If Bethel has the money, I would like to see dorms built. But yet then the city of Reading says there's nothing to indicate that this is going to have an impact more so than any other type of stuff.
Well, and the,
I don't know how they could say that because
the reality is it already has an impact.
Yeah, we have people, 8-10 people living in that. No, okay, look, I don't know that for sure. This is anecdotal evidence, you know, that I hear from lots of people. They'll rent a house and there'll be 8 students in there in a 3-bedroom house. You know, I hear these things. I don't know if they're true. If you know for sure, I mean, for sure that you can tell me that and you can prove it, I'll be more than happy to share that with people.
They have cut down considerably on the rental availability of apartments
and rooms
throughout Shasta County, specifically out in that area. I know of many of the students from Bethel who are living 2 and 3 in some of the large homes out in Palo Cedro with a family, or as you indicate, I am aware of several of those things. They certainly cut down on rental availability for other people. We've heard Liam discuss that, and it's very difficult to find a place to rent, a small place to rent.
If you're a working class person.
Exactly.
Now, DeQuisto said he had trouble with the environmental impact report determination. A new campus won't significantly impact the availability of housing in the area. I think that's absolutely wrong, Mike said, adding that much has changed since 2017 when the campus was approved, and Bethel does affect the local housing market. He suggested approval should include the requirement to provide housing. And then DeVault said the city has never conditioned housing on a project that would bring more people to the city. Well, maybe it's time to take a look at that. If you're going to be, and, you know, God bless Bethel. You know, they've got thousands and thousands of people with this new campus and the old campus they have, they could bring in 5,000 people a year. And that, you know, you can't tell me that people are going to be there for a year don't have an impact on housing. It's just got to.
Well, if
a business brought in 3,000 people, it's going to have an impact on
housing. The other thing that I was concerned with, and I know it was mentioned a little bit through this project, is in that particular area where they're doing all that is the water issue. We know that's huge.
That's the Bella Vista area down there, right?
Well, exactly. It flows into that same area.
Yeah.
And all of that, if in fact they did include the housing, all of the facilities that they're putting in there are very definitely going to have an impact on the groundwater in that area. And providing, you're going to have that many people on campus all day, every day. That's a lot of toilets. That's a lot of, you know.
And then if you build housing down there that houses 100 people, that just bumps it up a tremendous amount.
That's exactly right. So I really didn't think they did an adequate job on looking at the availability of water and I know that they have some issues with sewage disposal in that area. So those are things that I was surprised they didn't look at a lot closer, because those are issues out in that area.
Well, if, you know, it's, and DeWalt says, he says, you can't do something like on an ad hoc thing saying, okay, hey, by the way, without a study that shows this, and perhaps it's time to make a study to see, if the community of Bethel has an impact on our infrastructure here. And that's the only way you can then say you have to build dorms.
Well, I think that's true. And we haven't probably had a similar issue, such as a Bethel coming into the community where there's that large of an influx of people that are not provided for.
Yeah.
This is the first time, and maybe it's time to look at what other things should
be
conditioned
on that. And what kind of things,
that.
Right, we got to take a run here. Some of the Bethel students taken over one of the dorms over there. But what they're finding is they're not filling up the dorms. They'd rather live out in town, you know, with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so and it's just, you know, it's a question that when we come back, I've got one more thing that I want to discuss about this. It's not Bethel, but it is, but it could concern Bethel, but it's just a question that was brought up when I was talking short-term rentals by a realtor. And we'll talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, and one of my favorite places to go to. Linda says to me, she says, are you happy most of the time? And I went, I'm pretty much happy all the time. Why? because it doesn't mean that things fall into my life that aren't, you know, that don't bother me, because they do. But I work to solve those problems. One of the places that makes me happy is Cypress Square Barbershop. I call Logan or Tim. I say, I'd like to come in there tomorrow. They'll give me two, if, you know, sometimes they're full. They'll say, I can't do it tomorrow, but how about the next day? They'll give me two or three times. I pick the time I want. I go down there. I walk in to the same place. It hasn't changed a bit in 15 years. I sit down in one of the two chairs because I switch back and forth with Logan and Tim because both of them, I've never had a bad haircut there. And when DC was there, I never had a bad haircut there. And I get my haircut, walk out, and I'm happy. That makes me happy. They work by appointments, as I was saying. You give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it's man's last stronghold. I kind of like that. That, you know, you're in yep. there, and it's not, see, it's not a salon, my friends. It's a place, it's a barber shop. You get your hair cut. That Cypress Square Barber Shop, I can't say enough about them. Right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ever wonder what happened to common sense when it comes to Sacramento? Let's protect our Second Amendment rights, our children, and our businesses. Come join us to support Melissa Hunt for Assembly. March 25th, Saturday, a live auction, a dinner, raffle prizes, guns, ammo, all kinds of fun. Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street, Anderson, California. Catered by Rocking Pea Barbecue. It starts at 4, dinner at 6. Get your tickets at VoteMelissaHunt.com. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Melissa Hunt for Assembly 2024.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. Where's the app for the Thule and the music is as good as with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474 or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. And we're having a good time here today.
Just a reminder that it is open line, and if you've got something just burning a hole in your brain and you'd like to give us a call to talk about it, you can give us a call at 605-4567. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Whatever you want to talk about, and this is a time to clear your craw. Got something stuck in your craw? There's a chance to do it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're a proud supporter of downtown Redding, sponsoring many downtown-focused events, encouraging our community to shop local, which we always encourage people to do. One of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, getting 4 out of 5 and 5 out of 5 stars in categories like heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, hip, knee replacements. I mean, healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, when I was sitting in there in my short-term rental battle that started, and as every one of the city council pointed out to me, including Barry Tippin, that, God, you opened up a can of worms. Well, yeah, it's because it was written wrong. And so they're moving on that. But this realtor, a lady, she says, we're talking about short-term rentals, and you can't park here and you can't park there. She says, what about long-term rentals? And you've got 6, 7, 8 people living in a house and 6 cars parked all around there, and then people always coming in and out. There's no rules for that.
No.
There's none. And, you know,
and on-street parking, even in front of your house, doesn't belong to you. You can't really control what happens in that parking in front of your house.
Yeah, so they end up parking in front of your house, and then if you have people over, then it becomes a mix-up. But are there any rules about how many people can be in a house? Like 2 to, in short-term rentals, 2 to a room. You get 4 rooms, but each room has to have a parking spot off the street. However, for long-term rentals, I don't think there's any rules.
Well, now, you own a house, you can rent it to anybody you want to.
Yeah, am I going to get – and it's a long-term rental. You know, they'll rent it out in
– 2 or 3, 4 years.
And this is where I see Bethel, they're going to come in there and they're, 6 to a house. And even if it's 4 bedrooms and they got 8 people there, they still got 8 people in the house.
And they each have a car. And
most of them will have a car. Or maybe not, but half of them do. And I don't care about that, except for the fact, what is the impact does it have on the neighborhood? And they turn this over every year, because they'll be here for a year. Some of them will stay for the whole 3 years, but a lot of them just come for a year, maybe 2 years.
Well, then they go back, and they come from other countries. Yeah, so a lot of them come for a period, during the school year, and then they go back to their country, and then they come back.
It's time for a study. And you know what? I want Bethel, if Bethel continues to succeed, they do so many good things for our community, that's great. But there should be a study to see if they've got 3,000 people, what impact does that have? Because they're temporary residents for the most part. Some of them end up staying, but they're temporary residents for this 1, 2, or 3 year period. And what impact does that have? And if they continue to grow, which is, there's no reason that they wouldn't. So what happens when if they have 5,000 people here? They build another campus. They've got 2 campuses, and they could even keep the Civic. So they've got, they could probably put 5,000 people a year here into our community. And that's a large group.
Even I don't know. How many do you think there are now? I mean, there's a lot of people that are connected with Bethel now.
I have no idea. I don't think anybody does.
I had an experience, and I have a very good friend that's part of that Bethel thing that I actually met in an airport in, I'm thinking, Chicago.
Yeah.
and ended up coming back and being acquainted with her. She's from Germany. Lovely little gal.
Yeah.
Finally just got married and has a new baby. And but it was a it, she's a Bethel person.
I've run missionary, into people in traveling that they say
lovely
say,
little gal.
I say Reading and they go, oh, Bethel. And I went,
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the phone. Stones, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What you got?
Yeah. Oh, I always have plenty of stuff. But listen, one thing today, I mentioned earlier, well, not earlier today, but a week or two ago, there's a law pending which is going to make people that get traffic tickets and fail to show up for court, it's going to eliminate the bench warrant. That law has just been amended again. And so now, if those same people that no longer have bench warrants fail to pay their fines and everything else, it will not be reported to the DMV, meaning they will not have points taken away for them. So, you know, you remember that movie Road Warrior from the 80s with Mel Gibson?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You got to have the bumpers. You got to have the Mark 50 mounted on the top and all that. you know, when this law eventually gets amended and passes for next year, we're all going to need to drive around in 40-year-old cars that we don't give a crud if they get dented and flipped over or nothing, because it's just crazy. The accountability for drivers, the accountability is just it's going away.
Stones, let me ask you a question. Let me go back on this a little bit so I can understand, make sure I understand this. So if I'm speeding and they give me a ticket and I don't show up and I don't pay it, there's no repercussions at all?
Correct. Absolutely.
How about if you're involved in an accident?
Yeah, what if you're involved in an accident and they say, well, you're clearly at fault, but how many times do they issue you a ticket for that? Usually they don't. Okay. It's an insurance thing.
Just remember, here's the big picture. Remember the war on cops, okay? This is the war. This is an additional shot across the bow on the war on our local police, tying their hands for trying to keep a peaceful a community, Carl. That's exactly what this is about.
So if I get if Linda goes through another traffic photo opportunity, which she does every so often, if she just ignores it under this new law and doesn't show up, they don't issue
Correct.
A bench warrant. And,
Correct.
And they're not going to – the important part of that is they're not even telling DMV, so you're not getting
– So you're not getting
your insurance
points.
All whacked up either.
Correct.
Wow.
Well,
that sounds like a good thing to me.
It is California. I'm
loving
gonna get
this.
Out of here. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, Liam's saying – thanks, Stones, because you just said Liam's over there. Oh, I love that.
I got one ticket. I was – this is maybe a year ago. I was driving home from work, and it was probably one of, like, my worst shifts. And I was in a terrible mood.
Not from here. From
not
this,
from
this
here.
Last
this
place.
Is a different job.
Yeah.
And I was ready to get home. So, you know, I'm going maybe, I was pushing it, 85, 90, flying. My car's not insured at this point because insurance is expensive and I'm lazy. I fly past this cop and I see him pull out behind me. And I'm like, ugh. So he pulls me over. He said I was going 75, which was awesome because it was like felony speeding. And I'm not a fast driver normally. Anyways. Because I wasn't insured and I was driving so fast, my ticket was $940.
Wow.
That one burnt. So I'm insured now. And I do not go over 65.
Well, I tell you what, though, if what Stones is saying is right, and I have no reason to disbelieve him, is that means that there is no, and I see where he's going on this, there is no repercussions.
No accountability.
But I don't think people drive the speed limit because they don't want tickets. I think people drive the speed limit because it's safe.
I agree
generally.
With you, but then you get somebody, then once they find out, I can literally have a glove compartment full of tickets and just ignore them. Ugh.
But you see, here's the other thing. Responsible people are not going to do that.
That's right.
And that's the vote. You cannot legislate morality.
That's it.
And you can't make enough laws to make people who will do bad things do good things. The normal person, you're going to drive because it's not safe to endanger other people. So you drive to protect yourself and the other people on the road.
And you're courteous on it.
And if you get a ticket, I mean, it would never occur to me not to pay a ticket.
No,
That would never cross my mind.
But it's because there's a hammer on it that they can take your license. But
if you got the ticket, I'd be sure that I would be the one that they would come after and throw in jail. I would pay the ticket.
But here's the other thing. The cost of tickets are abhorrent.
They are.
I mean, $500 or more now for, you know, if you go through the, if you make that rolling stop, you know, that rolling turn
on a photo thing,
that's $500 unless you say, look, I made a right turn, it was safe. Then they will reduce that to half. But if you just go through the intersection, you're not going to get it. But they're not going to give you the break. But the thing is then if people go, okay, you know, they're not going to report it to my insurance company. Okay, that's fine. It's like jaywalking. Just walk across the street. The cops can't do anything. And we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Oh,
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Well, wow, so we're coming back. It is KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday morning and Carl's wandering back in after getting some fresh coffee to go the last round here. It is open line.
Yeah, I was at a dinner party last night. We're going to talk about that for a little bit. But, hey, Tim Garman is going to have an open house town hall meeting for District 2. As you know, Kevin Cry had one where he took questions from the audience on his vote to terminate the county's contract with Dominion, about Chris Street, about the Second Amendment things. And I'm getting two different reads from people. Some people say, well, he didn't answer the questions, and other people are telling me, yeah, he did. There's some questions he hadn't come to a final conclusion on.
Some people didn't like the answers.
Well, maybe that was it. Anyway, Tim Garman, I think this is just a wonderful idea, and I applaud Kevin for having that, and I applaud Tim for having this. And it's going to be for District 2 residents. He had one of these last June, too. I forgot about that. But you can come in and ask, but he's got a number of people that are going to be with him. He's got the police, sheriff.
He's got a lot of department heads that do.
Planning department. So here's a chance to go and ask questions, and this is great. Absolutely great.
Now, let me say something, because, you know, everybody knows that a lot of people know that I was on the board for 20 years, or 16 years, elected official for 20. This was common occurrence. I held these kind of open houses in every community in my district on a regular basis. Specifically, let's say we had an issue going up in Shingletown, Manton area.
Mm-hmm.
A project up there or some kind of an issue. Monthly, would have a open house in the evening, up at the mm-hmm. schools, up whatever, in those communities. Everyone was welcome. I would bring whatever officials, whether it's a fire issue or a sheriff's issue or a planning issue or mm-hmm. maybe it's a water issue. I'd bring those people in. But I did that, and other supervisors did that on a regular basis.
It needs to be done.
I mean, anytime. And then the other thing that I did, and I would encourage the county supervisors to do this, get out in your communities. I did on Mondays. I was in every community. I was in Shingletown I was in Cottonwood on the first Monday of the month. I was in Shingletown on the second Monday of the month. Millville, the third Monday of the month. I was always out in a community where the people could come. I was at the substation. I was at a restaurant. I was at the fire hall out in Millville. People could just come in and talk to me about things. Didn't have to come into Redding. I used to say, people would say, well, you don't spend any time at all in your office in Redding. I said, Redding isn't in my district. My district is the 5th district. I'm out in the community among my people. That's how you know how to vote on these things. And so I encourage these supervisors, get out in your communities. Find out what's happening. Answer questions. Be available to them.
Well, Tim's going to do this tonight. He's going to be at Grant School. It's going to go from 7 to 9 p.m. at 8835 Swayze Drive. But, you know, if you head out Placer and you'll see Grant School on your right, it's going to go, like I said, it starts at 7. It'll go to 9. He's going to have county administrators, law enforcement workers, and fire officials. So he's going to have a full panel there to be able to ask questions. And I'm sure there'll be questions about the Dominion, Chris Street, and all these. Though I don't think they can talk about Chris Street yet, except he's been offered the job. I don't know. I can't remember what the vote was. 3-2? I'm not sure.
I don't know that they announced that.
You're right. So I don't know how they voted on it. It could have been 5-0 for all I know. Good. Good on you, Tim. Good on you, Kevin.
I think it's great, and it's something they need to do.
As things come up, especially with fire season starting, you know, what do people need to know? And he's out there at Grant School because he has District 2. I got switched into District 2 after those last kerfuffle.
Yeah.
And so I'm out there voting with Igo and Ono residents and people along Placer.
I actually was taking a look recently at the new District 5, and I'd have to go and really check that out because a lot of the areas that were in my district when I was supervisor are no longer in there,
yeah,
such as Millville. And it goes, I think, all the way up to Old Station now, and it used to stop at
Old
the
Station.
Snowmobile Park.
Is Old Station in Shasta County?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, and as I was looking at that map, it looks like District 5 now goes all the way up there.
Okay.
That used to be
final,
in Burney District. But.
Final thoughts for today.
Yes.
You got a whole minute? Then I get a minute.
Okay. Well, you go first.
Well, went to dinner last night with friends. We have a regular dinner thing we do. Or, you know, irregular, but it's whenever. We have people from all political sides, and there were when you know we talked about the Second Amendment, we talked about other things, but at some point people were starting to get a little more, not strident isn't the word, but a little more forceful, you know. But at that point I said, how about the Mets this year? And you know what, it just changed. That was it. From then on, we talked about other things. So, and you've got to be able to do that. And you got to be able to have a discussion with friends, even if they have a different viewpoint, and not get upset.
And I'll tag on to that because I think it's important. And we talked earlier in the show and on off and on about this whole brainwashing thing that's going on with our society. And I think if you don't do anything else during the day, think positive. Say something nice to somebody. Try to keep a smile on your face and stop dwelling on all the things you can't do anything about.
Yeah.
Turn them over to God. Let him handle those things and live your life and try to make a small difference without feeling helpless and hopeless and depressed.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
That's not a good way to feel.
And let's leave on that, and God bless him.